The role and purpose of a service to many of us seems obvious, yet it can be polluted due to the actions of the source for that service. This is certainly true when it comes to hospitals and healthcare. Hospitals, and maybe even more so nonprofit hospitals, are expected to provide fair, beneficial access to quality healthcare. Is that true when it comes to nonprofit hospitals here in New Jersey? My first guest today joins us to share the findings of the organization that he's a part of. This is part of their hashtag Hospital Fail Nonprofit Hospital Scorecard, which is from the Consumers for Quality Care, of which he is a board member. He was also a former senior advisor to Senators Edward Kennedy, Harry Reid, among others. Up on Capitol Hill, Jim Manley. How are you today, Jim?
Good, Chris. How about you?
Great to have you here to look into this issue that, well, I'm sure people who have experienced it are well aware of it, but those who have to yet experience it are best advised to be aware of it. Consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org is where you can find this. And if you're listening on the stream, they do reports for your respective states as well. Now, as far as the hashtag Hospital Fail program, what is it that this report is looking to reveal?
Yeah. So let's take a step back. We're talking about issues related to nonprofit hospitals. And under federal law, these so-called nonprofits, in return for tax breaks from the federal government, they're expected to deliver affordable and quality health care to their communities in the regions that they live who need it, and in particular, you know, low-income and vulnerable populations or vulnerable patients. What we've seen, however, not only in our reports, which I'd urge your listeners to go online to review, and elsewhere in the New York Times, the Kaiser Health News Network, and others, you know, we've seen a real problem here where these, again, these nonprofit hospitals that get by on federal tax subsidies, you know, they are saddling low-income patients with bills they should never have received under federal rules because, again, they're getting these tax breaks. And then they're hounding them with, you know, aggressive debt collection tactics to get these folks to pony up. They're setting up roadblocks to accessing financial assistance, again, financial assistance that they're required to deliver in return for getting these tax subsidies. And, you know, regarding the tax breaks, you know, we've seen that in some states, you know, they're getting $1 billion or more than they are spending on charity care and community benefits. And we are, with this program, we're trying to call out those actions, trying to bring a little transparency to the situation and try and get some changes
how
they operate.
Reading your reports and looking at, for example, the overcharging of hospitals, it seems like the term nonprofit is difficult for some of these administrators to comprehend because you look at hospitals, well, for example, there are others that there are some with, when they realize someone has private insurance, well, magically the rates go up. The you look at patients' bills at Morristown Medical, 5.6 times higher than what it costs for the hospital to provide the care. That sounds like making a profit to me. I don't know if maybe I missed that class in business ed.
Well, you pretty much nailed it, Chris. Don't worry about that one. Yes, there is, again, you know, when nonprofit hospitals don't hold up their end of the bargain in return for being exempt from, you know, federal and local taxes, it does, you know, when they fail to deliver the robust charity care and community benefits, you know, there's a lot of problems here, not only including the fact that, you know, the communities aren't getting the affordable care they promise, but as part of the deal of being exempt from federal and local taxes, you know, they're not receiving the sufficient property tax revenue needed for services like transportation, roads, and schools. There's so, again, you know, there's a real problem that needs to be addressed here. And, you know, again, I appreciate the chance to try and provide a little transparency into this process.
Certainly happy to provide that access to. We're talking with Jim Manley, board member of Consumers for Quality Care, about their hashtag Hospital Fail Nonprofit Hospital Scorecard Project, which you can see for not just New Jersey, but other states as well at consumers4qualitycare.org. We have that linked up at our webpage as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, when you look at the tactics that you have alluded to and that the report reveals in even more detail, the medical consumer would say, well, why is this allowed to happen? Basic, simple answer is because New Jersey lets it happen.
And the federal government, to be clear, a lot of different ways to answer that question, but one of the things that are going on, again, is in return for these exemption from federal and local tax breaks, they're supposed to provide charity care and community benefits. But over the years, the language relating to that has been abused, and so nonprofit hospitals are defining, these standards for community care, community care and charity care and community benefits in ways that no one recognizes. So, again, they're exploiting those loopholes. They claim they're providing services that we contend don't meet the standard for providing charity care and community benefits, and thus, doing significant harm to the communities that they're supposed to serve.
This is certainly not to say because hospitals need revenue in order to provide the services that they are looked to provide, but to have, for example, with debt collection tactics, if someone is able to pay, willing to pay, work with them, but don't have collection standards at least a little bit above payday loan tactics.
Yeah, absolutely, and I alluded to this earlier. Again, one of the things that is going on. Well, first of all, yes, they are using. Some are using extremely aggressive debt collection tactics for those that are unable to pay. But another thing that's going on is that, again, it's part of their program. They're making it very difficult for consumers that are utilizing their services to apply for or even learn about the financial assistance that they are required to provide for those that meet, the standards for charity care. Not only are they not talking about it in the hospitals, but again, they're making it very difficult to get access to their information on their websites. Again, they're more than willing to provide you an easy link to try and figure out how to pay, but they're not providing easy access to the programs designed to try and provide, financial assistance.
It's really another one of those cases where answers and solutions are simple actions, but we're seeing that those simple actions will preclude some of these nonprofit hospitals from, sounds stupid to say, but from realizing the profits that they've set their sights on getting. I mentioned the cost versus price differentials in some of the so-called nonprofit hospitals here in New Jersey. It's a frightening report, to be sure, and it makes you wonder whether or not you actually want to go to the hospital and have your house foreclosed on. But information is the empowerment, and that empowerment will hopefully compel the work of Consumers for Quality Care and you as a medical consumer to demand change and demand that the federal government, the state government, place what are really just justifiable mandates and requirements on these nonprofit hospitals, really no different than what someone, a charity organization under a 501c, for example, has to operate under. And if they fail to operate, they have that certification revoked, and it becomes a costly revocation as well. And the same should be held over the nonprofit hospitals for them to hold up to their end of the responsibility. Learn more about these reports, the hashtag Hospital Fail campaign of the Consumers for Quality Care organization. You'll find it at consumers4qualitycare.org. Org. We've been joined by their board member, Jim Manley. Jim, thanks for raising the awareness on this issue, putting the light on some of the dark places some of these hospitals don't want a light shined on. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.